It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're diving into a challenge that many face after leaving a strict religious background, the struggle with overthinking and self-doubt. These habits often stem from deeply ingrained beliefs that were part of religious indoctrination. Perhaps you were taught the doctrine of original sin, and that you were born sinful, and that God only loves you because of his grace, that you're not good enough to be loved, but you're just lucky that God loves you anyway. Perhaps you were taught to question yourself constantly, or maybe you felt pressure to be perfect, to be just like Jesus. Today, we'll explore how mindfulness can help you quiet these habits and replace them with a more empowering mindset. Let's start by understanding why overthinking and self-doubt can take root after religious indoctrination. Often, religious environments promote certainty and discourage questioning. If you grew up in a place where questioning was frowned upon, you might have learned to doubt your own thoughts, your own feelings, and instincts instead of trusting yourself. You may have felt the need to seek approval or validation from others. Leaving a religious community doesn't automatically erase this conditioning. In fact, many people find that once they step away, self-doubt and overthinking increase because they're suddenly faced with making decisions independently without the familiar structure of religious guidelines. Here's the good news, the real good news. You can change these patterns. Imagine your mind is like an echo chamber. Every time you question yourself, doubt, fear, and uncertainty bounce back louder each time. You think a thought like, what if I'm wrong? And it soon echoes into, maybe I don't know what I'm doing, or what if I'm making a terrible mistake? Breaking out of the echo chamber means changing the way we respond to our own thoughts. It means learning to listen without amplifying the doubt or the fear. Imagine instead a quiet lake. Thoughts and self-doubts might ripple the surface, but they don't have to create a storm. Instead, you can let those ripples settle, allowing yourself to observe them calmly. Mindfulness teaches us to pause before reacting. When overthinking or self-doubt creeps in, practice pausing. Notice the thought, but don't rush to react. This moment of pause breaks the automatic cycle of self-doubt, giving you the space to observe your thought patterns. In that pause, try saying to yourself, this is just a thought. It doesn't define me. This simple acknowledgement helps you view your thoughts from a distance, giving you the power to choose how you respond rather than being swept up in the doubt. Overthinking often pulls us into hypothetical fears and endless what-ifs. A simple grounding practice can be very effective here. When you notice your mind spiraling, ground yourself in the present by focusing on something tangible. Take a deep breath, feel your feet on the ground, or notice the sensations in your hands. Reconnect with your physical body. Ask yourself, what's real in this moment? This question pulls you out of the spiral of overthinking and brings you back to what's actually happening now, reminding you that the fears and doubts are often just projections, not truths. When self-doubt surfaces, approach it with curiosity instead of judgment. Instead of thinking, why am I always doubting myself? Try asking, what is this doubt trying to show me? Often, self-doubt masks underlying fears or beliefs. Maybe you're afraid of failure or being judged. When you get curious about these thoughts, you can uncover what's driving the doubt. Curiosity opens the door to compassion. Instead of feeling frustrated with yourself, you start to understand the why behind the doubt. Mindfulness and self-compassion go hand in hand. If you find yourself doubting or criticizing yourself, remember to respond with kindness. Remind yourself that you're not alone in experiencing doubt or overthinking. Many people face this, especially those healing from religious trauma. One way to practice self-compassion is to speak to yourself as you would a friend. If a friend came to you with self-doubt, you wouldn't say, "You're just not good enough." Instead, you'd likely offer support, maybe even encouragement. Try doing the same for yourself. Replace "I'm not good enough" with "I'm doing my best and that's enough." And then reframing is another powerful tool for shifting perspective. Let's say you have a thought like, "What if I'm making the wrong decision?" Instead of focusing on the potential for mistakes, reframe it. What if this is an opportunity to learn? Reframing turns over thinking from a spiral of fear into a space of possibility and growth. Every decision, even those that may not go as planned, is an opportunity to grow. Each time you reframe an overthinking pattern, you're training your mind to respond in a way that encourages confidence rather than doubt. To start building more trust in yourself, you can use a daily mindfulness intention. Here's a question you might ask yourself. How many more ways can I practice trusting myself even more? This small intention is a powerful way to encourage you to notice and celebrate moments of self-trust, no matter how small. Maybe it's trusting yourself to make a decision about your day, or it's simply trusting your emotions. Each moment of your self-trust that you acknowledge strengthens your confidence. Now, healing from overthinking and self-doubt takes time, and that's okay. Each time you practice mindfulness, each time you pause or choose compassion, you're taking a step forward. Even if self-doubt arises again, or when self-doubt arises again, remember that each moment offers a new opportunity to choose differently. To close, think of this journey as climbing a mountain. Overthinking and self-doubt may feel like heavy backpacks you're carrying. With each mindful step, you gradually set down the weight, realizing you don't need to carry those burdens all the way up. As you ascend, you find that you feel lighter, more empowered, and more capable of meeting whatever lies ahead. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to deepen your mindfulness practice or find additional support, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer coaching services, resources, and community to guide you on your path. And if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear more about, please feel free to email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.